Praise the Lord, church. Amen. It's good to be home with you. It's good to get away, but it's twice as good to come home. Amen. And I can't think of a better way to come home than coming home to church and having one of these. Amen. I love what I feel in the house of the Lord. I'm thankful for Jesus tonight. Amen. You know, 5.5 hour trip, you have nothing but time. Nothing but time to think. And I even had Morgan drive for me, so I really had nothing to do but think. And you'd think that would help me out, getting up here, getting ready to preach, and in fact, it made it worse. Because I knew what I was going to preach until I sat in the car for 5.5 hours. Amen. And I found myself, you know, kind of deciding where I was going to go, what I was going to say, what I felt the Lord leading me to do. And I found myself in a really interesting situation because I'm about to preach a sermon, but that sounds exciting to me. I mean, I've come expecting God to do something to some lives that have never been changed before. Amen. Come on now. Do you, Jesus? I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. And we're both in sales, and one thing we've come to realize is that without a good product, if you're selling tape, you can only sell so many rolls of tape. Selling anything but the product. This is not going to be anything tonight. Amen. So before we even get started, before we go any further tonight, I'm going to ask Jesus in your name, Lord, I pray that you move into this place right now, God. Lord, I pray that you have your will, Jesus. Lord, that you touch like only you can touch. Thank you for your presence here, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. With me to John chapter 4 and verse 10. Of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself, and his children of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Amen. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Jesus, we thank you. We worship you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated this evening. For the next few moments, I'm going to preach to you under the title, Give Them Jesus. Give Them Jesus. Amen. And when I thought about this, it was one of those where the title actually came to me first. And I thought about everything going on in the world, and For some reason, during the course of my day, I was thinking about the crucifixion of Jesus. And I just keep seeing the picture over and over and over in my mind of the people that had sent Jesus to be crucified saying, give them Jesus. Let Jesus die. Let him be the one to go. But as a Christian, I thought about it, and I thought about it in my mind. I dwelt on it for a bit, and I thought, give them Jesus. Amen. Please give them Jesus. Knowing what he would do, knowing what would happen. Amen. As we look at John chapter 4, we see that Jesus is standing at the well with a woman, and he's offering the gift of everlasting life. He's giving her the gift, or the opportunity of the gift, to never thirst again. And it's so much more than just water, so much more than the well, or even the woman. What it shows us is that God has given us and everyone the way to eternity with him in heaven. Amen. Everlasting life is so much more than never being thirsty. It's never being hungry. It's never being thirsty. It's never being forsaken. It's never being left alone. Amen. It means everything to us. So when we look at John 4, understand tonight that so much more than just a well of water. Amen. This is everything that Jesus is offering her. Jesus is the same in this place tonight as he was at the well. Anybody believe that? The same Jesus there is the same Jesus here. He is offering himself tonight to you. He is giving himself to you just like at the well. He's not offering just water. He's offering you everything. It's yours for the taking. Jesus is here just for you. To help illustrate this point, or the point I'm going to make to you a little bit later tonight, is I'm going to start by giving you a brief summary of Jesus. Now, This is the brief summary of Jesus. So I'm going to give you an even briefer summary of Jesus. In Genesis, we see he creates the heavens and the earth and everything included. He makes man in his image, who then sins and changes the world. The great flood we were talking about it just a moment ago wipes out evilness. That's what it was designed to do, to take out all the evilness in the world, and it did. Soon after, evilness came again. Why? Because we weren't God, we were man. Amen. His chosen people are enslaved, and he brought them out, talking about the Israelites, the story of Moses and Egypt, and all the places they went. They wandered forever, knowing what God could do and choosing not to do it anyway. He knows the world needs a Savior. He knew the world needed a Savior, and he entered the world to be that Savior, knowing he would pay for our sins. He grows in the way of man from a youth. Mary and Joseph grew up as a man, never sinning. That in itself tells me he's God. Amen. He established followers and disciples that would go around preaching his word, just as we have done tonight. He heals, he provides, he preaches salvation, he preaches truth everywhere he goes. He offers examples of people to live for years and years to come. He has been betrayed and arrested just for being Jesus. This is Jesus tonight. He is beaten, mocked, hung on a cross for doing nothing wrong other than being our Savior. Tonight, church, I give you Jesus. This is Jesus. Amen. And that sounds so silly. Christian, you just told me about five of the key stories in the Bible, and you're right, I did. But those five stories that I just told you, those whatever I just told you, tells you everything you need to know about Jesus tonight. Amen. Jesus came knowing what he would be, knowing what you would be, and he chose to die for you anyway. Amen. I give you Jesus tonight. This is Jesus. Amen. This same Jesus who did all this, the same Jesus who is offering eternal life in John chapter 4, is present in this place tonight, and you don't have to leave here without him. Amen. I'm thankful for that tonight. Jesus is all you need tonight. If you get nothing else out of what I say, understand that Jesus is all you need. Amen. Philippians 4 and 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Amen. Jesus is all you need. He will provide everything that we are in need of. Amen. Can I just say tonight that I'm tired of a Christian, or as a Christian, seeing Christians make God a last resort. Anybody else guilty of that? I do it every day. I've got a headache, so what do? I pop some ibuprofen. When I get a flat tire, I probably kick it a little bit and then figure out what I'm going to do from there. But never once do I call on God until later. Why is that? No one has an answer for us, but we tend to find ourselves calling on God as our last resort. But can I tell you tonight that Jesus is all you need? Amen. We need less Oprah, less Dr. Phil, and we need more Jesus. Amen. We've gotten so accustomed to listening to what the world wants us to think. We've come so accustomed to understanding what the world has in store for us that sometimes we forget just who it is who came and died to make that way for us. Amen. We need more Jesus in this place tonight. We're sick, we go to the doctor, nothing wrong with that, but have you prayed about it? Have we prayed about our illnesses? Your family isn't saved. Are you living a godly example for them? Are you praying for them? Have you involved God in this situation in any way, shape, or form? Amen. Church, can I tell you tonight that we have Jesus? Amen. When I say give them Jesus, I'm not talking about you tonight. I know you've got Jesus because we preach Jesus here every week. I know you've got Jesus. Act like it. And I'm talking to myself tonight. I'm not beating anyone over the head. But as Christians, we have to understand that through that sacrifice of Jesus, through the power that Christ Jesus has given us, amen, there is no need to wonder what we're going to do. There's no need to call in the name of Dr. Phil and Oprah and Barack Obama and all these other people. We have Jesus. We have everything we need. Amen. I stand before you tonight as a testimony. I was born a twin way too early. Almost 2 months early, I came out blue. Literally blue. Couldn't breathe. And the doctors told my family to expect the worst. I was the smaller of the two boys, and we again came way early, twins, C-section, emergency. And they told my family to expect the worst, that one of us or both of us may not make it. But can I tell you tonight that we had Jesus? I'm standing here tonight because someone began to call in the name of Jesus. Amen. I grew up in a minister's home. It was hard. We were poor, but we had Jesus. I remember living in the back room of a home missions church, about the size of the upstairs room up there. I remember living there because it was church or house. We chose church. Amen. Jesus was there. Amen. We weren't alone. We felt as if we were. We felt like everyone had left us out on an island to struggle by ourselves. But can I tell you, in Mercy Christian Fellowship in Staunton, Illinois, Jesus was there. Amen. I don't know all the Sunday school songs. I can't do all the patty cakes, partially because I was too busy trying to teach them at 9 years old. But can I tell you that Jesus was in that? Amen. I stand before you tonight, a 23-year-old man, preaching that Jesus is all you need because someone decided to give me Jesus. You have that same power tonight. Hallelujah. I have Jesus, and He is all I need. Amen. Looking at John chapter 4 again, I have to wonder, at what point do you realize who you are dealing with? At what point does the woman at the well understand that she's dealing with Jesus? I mean, if you look back at verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it was that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." I'd say at about that point, I would have realized I wasn't just dealing with any other man. But you see, we go through life just like that. Just like the woman at the well. It's almost as if we're waiting on Jesus to literally slap us across the face before we wake up to the idea that Jesus is in our presence. Amen. Jesus is in this place tonight. And you could sit here and we can wait all night long waiting for Jesus to do something. But Jesus is already here. He's waiting on you. Amen. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for an on-time God who's always there. But how often is God right in front of us holding what we need and we miss it because we have forgotten who our Father is? Amen. And at the woman in the well, I don't think she thought like that. I don't think she, it even crossed her mind that, hey, this could be Jesus. This could be my Savior. This could be our Father. But church, we do know that. We do know we are in the presence of an on-time Almighty God, and yet we find ourselves sometimes waiting to the last possible second to call in the name of Jesus. Amen. May I remind you that Jesus is all you need tonight. Amen. There's nothing you can go through. There's no place you can go. There's no pain you could have that Jesus cannot take care of you. When we have it, share it. When we have what Jesus has given us, He's given to us all. Amen. Acts chapter 2 tells us it's for all of us. But we are to share that through every generation is what Acts chapter 2 says. Amen. Our society is pushing everyone apart. Fair statement. More now than I ever remember. And again, I'm 23. I'm not the oldest guy in the room. I understand I won't remember everything. But for the first time, I don't remember the world ever being this divided in my entire life. I don't. I never remember it being this far apart. But can I tell you tonight that if you simply give them Jesus, amen, the Father who created all, who divided all, believe it or not, into the nations, into the different lands, and watch what God will do in their situation. Show them the beauty of God. Jesus has changed this world before. We talked about the Great Flood. Different kind of change. But Jesus, we've seen that Jesus, in the course of a short amount of time, can physically change the entire world. I've come to tell you tonight that if you're looking for a change in your world, if you're waiting for all the bad guys to go away, it's not going to happen without Jesus. We've got to give this world Jesus and watch and see what Jesus will do with this world. Amen. There is one God, one way, and one answer to our problems. Amen. The younger generation, we call it Generation X. I don't know why we call it Generation X. It should be Generation Y. Because that's the only word they know is why. Why do I have to do that? Why do I have to go there? Why do I have to act this way? They want to know why we do everything. Let me tell you why we do everything. It's because of Jesus. Amen. And I can tell you this tonight. If you give them Jesus, you won't have to explain why we do everything else. Because Jesus will begin to work in them. Jesus will begin to change them. And everything else will work itself out. Amen. Young people, let me tell you tonight that it's not right to get defensive when people ask you why you dress the way you dress. When people want to know, why are you wearing that? Why can't you wear this? Why can't you go here? Why do you talk that way? Don't get defensive. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Amen. We said Generation X wants to know why. You're Generation X tonight, young people, you are. They want to know why. Let me tell you why. Because of Jesus. We act the way we act, not because of religion, not because mom and dad told us to, but because of Jesus. Amen. Give them that answer and watch and see what happens. It's not going to be a pick and poke fun of at anymore when you begin to call in the name of Jesus. Amen. When you say it's because of your religion, you open yourself up for it. When you say, well, my mom told me to, how manly do you think that makes you look? Give them Jesus and allow him to work in it. Amen. God is going to make an example out of you if you allow him to. But to do that, you have to be the light and only the light. Amen. We don't get to make up our own doctrine. We don't get to make up our own religion. We don't have to give them any of that. Simply give them Jesus. People don't want our opinions. Most of the time, when I get up here, if I did nothing but give you my opinion on everything, it would take about 2 messages of 30 minutes before you checked out on me forever. If I left the Bible at home and I got up here and just told you what I thought about everything, A, you'd be extremely bored, because I don't think about a lot. And two, it wouldn't do any of us any good. People don't want our opinions. Just give them the facts. Here's the facts. Just give them Jesus. Give them these facts right here. And that's all they need. Amen. Can I tell you this evening, young people, that your parents' rules won't save you. Your religion won't save you. But Jesus will. Give them that answer. And they will change, I promise you. Don't get mad, get glad, as the commercial says. Jesus just gave you the opportunity to be the light. Amen. So oftentimes we get all bunched up and our feathers are all ruffled because someone decided to ask us why we do something. Well, how dare they ask me a question about what I'm doing? How dare they? But can I tell you that through that question, you have the opportunity, amen, to reach a soul that may never, ever come to Jesus in any other way. We have to be careful not to give them religion, as in law, as in how we structure our churches, how we do those things. We don't want to give them our opinion as to why we should do something. We simply want to give them the Word of God. We want to give them Jesus, amen, and let them come to Him. Amen. He will draw them near. Mom and Dad, we can't raise our kids on nothing but because I say so's when it comes to Jesus. I mean, there's a time and a place for because I say so. Spirituality is not one of them. We don't get to make rules. We don't get to make things up. But when you give them a spiritually, scripturally backed answer, amen, and you watch your children grow, you'll see that they gain a respect for the Word of God. Amen. But when you teach your kids because I say so as a factual answer, and they get older and there's no one to say because I said so anymore, wait and see what happens. Amen. Give them Jesus. Give them the church. Give them this. Give them the environment to which they can grow in and watch them grow. Amen. Just give them Jesus tonight. When we have the body working together, when we have the church working together, now we can grow. We are the body of Christ, and we are to forever be reaching for lost, to be reaching for people who do not have Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and ask our music to come if they would. I'll be closing shortly. But if we use the illustration in John chapter 4 of the woman in the well, and obviously she's at the well for water, and Jesus is at the well for water, and they just happen to meet. But using the same illustration, can I tell you tonight that our world is thirsty? Our world is thirsty. They're wanting something to drink. They're looking for answers. They're looking for ways in which to live. They're looking for leaders to follow. What are we going to give them to drink? It's very easy for us just to say, well, here's the ladle, get you some water, be on your way. Or we can give them the everlasting life. We can give them the well that never runs dry through Jesus. Amen. If you would stand with me this evening. Everyone needs Jesus. I need him more and more every day. And so do you, whether you realize it or not. Amen. Not only do we need Jesus, but our world outside of these walls needs Jesus. Amen. I'm so thankful for what God has given us. But can I tell you that fancy buildings, which we don't have yet, that's not going to give people Jesus. The biggest bus in town to pick up every kid you can think of, that's not giving them Jesus. Amen. But if we stick to the truth, if we stick to the Word of God, and we simply give this community Jesus. Amen. Can I tell you that the big buildings are coming? The big buses are coming. The bigger budgets are coming. Amen. But that's not going to come through anything but Jesus tonight. Amen. I told you I didn't know where this was going to go. I still don't really know how it's going to turn out. That's up to you. But can I tell you tonight that Jesus has come into this place? He's here for you tonight. Amen. And you have the opportunity. You can take your drink and you can just be on your way. Or you can choose to dip from the well of everlasting life. Amen. You can take the offer from Jesus. Won't cost you a dime. Amen. And through that, when we have Jesus, when it's evident in us and we leave this place, people are going to pick up on that. People can see Jesus in you. Simply give them to them. Amen. As they begin to play and sing.